This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. And that's great news, because the choices we make, those are up to us. Nobody else can make choices for you. You have to take responsibility for your health and for your life. So no one else is going to do it. You have to jump in and make it happen. That's a good thing, though. So when you think about the foods you eat every single day, what kind of foods are you eating? It's funny, I talked to someone the other day that just knew they needed to have a lifestyle change. They're starting to take a bunch of medications. They've hit that point in life where they see their body breaking down. You get in your late 40s, early 50s, things start happening. You start saying, what happened? And you think it's what you did 6 months ago, but really it's what you've been doing over about a decade of time. Decades usually deliver certain aspects and avenues of health. So you want to look at your habits. So the daily things that you do, the stress that you manage or that you put yourself in, or the foods that you eat on a regular basis, or maybe the exercise that you get or don't get. All of these play a role. They're your habits, your relationships, people you hang out with, toxins in the environment. Are they around you? Are they in you? Are you living in an area that's highly toxic? I mean, all of that really does matter, and it plays a role with our health. And the choices you make with that are what's going to determine everything. Everybody wants to hang their hat on genetics. You know, what grandma and grandpa passed down. Not so much. Not so much. It's more about lifestyle. And really, it is. I mean, the CDC has even done confirmed studies that shows us about 80 to 85% of the root cause of most health challenges is due to emotional health, environmental health. And we can really control so much of that and make an impact. But it's up to us. You can't just let life happen. You got to make it happen. So that's the key. 888-283-7272. 25 million U.S. adults now struggle with pain on a daily basis. So pain clinics have popped up all over the country. And the medical boards have really begun to regulate those more than ever, as they should, because a lot of times medications are given or people pose themselves to get the medications, is probably a better way to put it, to get the medications when they really don't need them. So it's a widespread condition, though, in America. More than 25 million adults are suffering on a daily basis. This is a new national survey. But 14 million adults, roughly 6.4%, experience severe pain, which can be associated with poor health and disability. So other national studies of chronic pain have yielded similar results. But what's interesting is that they, when they looked at this, they found that about 54 million adults, nearly one quarter, reported mild pain that wasn't incapacitating, but they deal with it on a daily basis. So pain's a big deal. And about one-third of adults have some kind of joint-related pain in a given year, which is really interesting. And 1 in 10 adults experience a lot of pain at the highest level, 10 out of 10 on a scale. So the American College of Rheumatology actually did some guidelines looking at some natural ways to support people that deal with pain from an evidence-based perspective. Now, there's cognitive behavioral counseling that can go on with the pain, but they found some natural methods that are pretty simple, like acupuncture. And I can tell you that acupuncture is an amazing tool. Chinese medicine been around for a long time, and now which I'm excited to see that it's being so widely accepted and utilized within our medical profession now that it's becoming very commonplace. But also, Tai Chi has been used a lot for arthritis. A lot of people that struggle with these type of joint aches and pains, the Tai Chi can help a lot. And also, yoga has been very helpful with that. Now, all the pain opioids that are used on a regular basis, like Vicodin and Oxycontin, Percocets, the basics, they have a role for sure. And if you've ever been in a high level of pain, maybe post-surgery or through an injury, you know how beneficial those medications can be. But when you get hooked on those, that's when it becomes quite the challenge. So, again, with pain, you've got to look at the root cause of the pain. Is it arthritis? Is it rheumatoid arthritis? Is it due to an injury? Is it a nerve-related condition? Because those can be quite serious and demand a lot more attention. But you've got to figure out if you really do need the medications or not. And I think with this more of a self-analysis and then along with your physician working with you, you should be able to figure out how well your body's going to do or not do with it. And there's a lot of natural alternatives out there. I'll tell you, that's a lot. And American Pharmacy Company has put together, which I'm pretty amazed at, they've got an all-natural cream that's fantastic for supporting the body. And their pharmacists compound them. And it's an all-natural cream, helps with a lot of things like neuropathy. It deals with migraine headaches. There's a lot of certain pain conditions that they have this. And they send it right to your door. All insurance is accepted. It's really neat to see how they do things. There's also some natural products as well. Amino Active is a really good company. But when you get down to it and you look at someone that deals with chronic pain, you want to look at their overall lifestyle, their eating habits. Because foods create a pretty solid amount of inflammation in the body. And if you deal with chronic levels of inflammation or chronic levels of pain, there can be some situations where those levels can be some of the root causes and some of the reasons that you're struggling with quite a bit of pain. So you want to look at your eating habits. If somebody struggles with that, you know, alongside this study, eating habits, if you're eating a bunch of junk food, processed food, refined carbohydrates, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, doing a lot of juices and sodas, a lot of high sugar content foods, then it can flare up inflammation in a great way. If you go to our website, you will find quite a few options there and some great articles on pain and really what can happen and what the inflammation cascade, what it really does, and then what to do about it. There's a lot of great information. But, yeah, one of the keys you've got to look at is your overall lifestyle habits when you're dealing with pain. Really is. Because you can't rely so much on the clinics and the pain meds. Although they're helpful and they could be a good Band-Aid, you've got to look at the overall cause of why the body starts having the pain in the first place and then build a plan around it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, we're here to help. Doesn't matter. So if you have diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia, you need to lose 30 pounds, whatever it is. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. It is about lifestyle and the choices we make each and every day. That's what determines the kind of health we're going to have. It really, really does. Amazing. We've got Paul in Palm Beach says that for the last few weeks, I've had muscle spasms in my eyes. What can cause this? You know, it's funny, Paula. When we were in medical school, the doctor came out one time. He was one of our instructors, and he said, "How many of you in here, your eyelids twitch?" And it was so funny because this is a random question. And three quarters of the room, including myself, raised their hand. Everybody's eyelids were twitching, and no one ever talked about it. It's because calcium gets depleted in the body with high levels of stress, high levels of caffeine, which a lot of people are using. I drink a lot of green tea. And so in high levels of caffeine, you deplete calcium. And so if you're not eating enough vegetables, then, or if you're not getting enough calcium from whatever sources, then it can cause quite an issue with that. So that's one thing to look at. It's your calcium levels and vitamin D, which is the carrier for a lot of that and locking in your minerals. So you might want to get a vitamin D test and check your calcium. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Going into the break, we were talking with Linda. And Linda has a whole lot of things going on, as she said. But the main thing she was wanting to talk about, she has been diagnosed with a stomach ulcer and also had her gallbladder taken out and has been having some acid reflux. So the digestive issues all the way around. Now, you said that you eat a little bit of cereal, or not, you don't eat cereal, but you do eat some bread, so you do have some gluten. Gluten's that wheat protein that's in a lot of the grains, and that can aggravate our digestive tracts. So that's one thing. And then also, when you look at your diet and you have digestive issues, you always want to backpedal a little bit if you have multiple things like you do. And having the gallbladder taken out is going to create a little bit of a challenge with you breaking down fats, and that could cause some of the issues with diarrhea. It's possible. But you were asking me, what is there anything you can take for a gallbladder when you've taken it out? Well, there's some research out there that you might want to look into, and I've done some research on it. And there's two amino acids. If you just look at the biochemistry, without getting too big and fancy with it, there's two amino acids. Those are basically proteins in the body that are non-essential, meaning that we don't really make them. We get them from our foods, and that's glycine and taurine, those together. And those amino acids are, those combined together make bile salts. And the bile salts are what a lot of what was helped with in the gallbladder. So they've done some research and they've kicked it around. And the glycine and taurine, when you use it as a supplement form, sometimes can help with digestive issues. But somebody at your health food store may be able to help you with that. But I would do some research on that. Those are two things. We got some pretty good information on this. The other thing with the reflux and all, some people, the apple cider vinegar is been known in more of the natural world. I mean, your physician can help you with different medications. There's things like Prilosec and Zantac and, you know, the Omeprazole and some of the H2s and the PPIs as well. But, I mean, if you want to talk to your doctor about that and your reflux is bothering you, that might be a good way to go and just get with your primary care physician and they can help you. So when you go with your list, you know, you were telling me that you always go to the doctor and you kind of forget what you're going to talk about and you're not taking glucophage and you're on a bunch of medications, but you're not taking your glucophage because you really don't know how and don't know how to check your blood sugar and all by pricking your finger. See, I'm a big fan of writing everything down, get a little notepad, and go talk to them because they'll be glad to answer it. And then if they don't have the time, their nurse will. And little things like how to prick your finger and all that, they'll work all that out with you. Don't let a day go by that you just put medicine or anything to the side that you need for your health and just put it off because you have to take care of somebody and you're busy. We all get busy. It's life. But taking care of yourself is one of the best things you can do so you can help take care of others and you can be a better you for others. That's what it's all about. But yeah, I mean, with reflux, apple cider vinegar has been known for a long time, and hydrochloric acid, HCl, betaine hydrochloride, natural food stores have that kind of thing. And they've known for years that there's two ways that acid reflux works, or GERD, or any of those, the gastroesophageal reflux disease. There's two different ways that it can work. You can either produce too much acid or you cannot have enough acid. And you just have to figure out which one, where you land. And so apple cider vinegar has been used for a long time where when people eat it with a meal, it either makes them feel better or feel worse. If it makes you feel better, then it's helping the body make more stomach acid, more hydrochloric acid in the stomach. But if it makes you feel worse, then you probably had too much acid, and that's a good telltale sign. You can let your doctor know that, see, and that's a good little way, a little test you can do with, or, you know, whomever that needs you in your life, that you can be healthy. You can be everything that you need to be for them. And that's the most important thing. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, the Medicare payment strategy that they've implemented is known now to reward hospitals for higher quality of care. This comes from the LA Times. And I think that's so important because, obviously, what everyone's worried about that's potentially going to continue to go through is maybe the lack of quality of care that could be possible. Well, they're saying here that the Obama administration issued a final regulation to reward hospitals that provide high-quality care. The first is a series of steps that are designed to fundamentally transform the way that the federal government pays for health care. So under this initiative, one of several authorized in the new health care law the president signed last year, Medicare will pay more to institutions that score well on a series of measures that gauge patient care and pay less to those that don't hit the quality benchmarks. So though the commonplaces in many industries set quality benchmarks and tying them to compensation, it will be new for many of the nation's hospitals. And it's a strategy that Medicare has never used before on a systematic basis. It's pretty cool. So, but many experts and the consumer advocates said Friday that they saw these kinds of quality initiatives as crucial not only to improving medical care, but also controlling cost. Today's payment system is ridiculed with perverse incentives that reward volume and high profit margin services regardless of value, outcomes, and appropriateness. And that is true without a shadow of doubt. You go work in a hospital for a day and you will see that. And it's true. And it bothers me because people need time. They need time spent with them to figure out what's going on. And I think if we can get to a place where we're at a higher, I understand the volume has to be there. Of course, we need more doctors, in my opinion. But the quality of care needs to go up so a patient doesn't feel rushed, so a patient feels like the doctor has taken good quality time with them. And I'll tell you a good place for this. Maybe believe it or not, is the faith-based clinics, the working uninsured clinics. You will get good quality time with those doctors. Those doctors will not blow in and blow out. And I'm not knocking that concept, because the reason physicians have to do that is because there's, especially in the private clinics, is because there's numbers that have to be made, and there's overhead, and all these sorts of things have to be managed. And so it's not their fault. They're trying to manage the time best to get in, get you taken care of, and then they got to get to the next patient. Where some of the faith-based clinics and some more of the community health care clinics, believe it or not, you'll actually get more time with the doctors there. And they're not subclass doctors. They're not less qualified doctors that are working there. Matter of fact, I'm a big fan of more of the faith-based clinics and actually going in, because you're going to have probably some younger docs that are straight out of school, which that's fine because they're highly trained and their brains are sharp as anything with the latest information that's out there. You'll get the guy or the gal that'll sit down, cross the leg, and talk with you and really dig in. So just some things to think about, and I'm excited to see what they're doing even with Medicare.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new coronavirus variant Omicron has now been verified in the United States. San Francisco Mayor London Breed.
Using the latest of technology, we have discovered our first case, not only here in San Francisco, but the entire country.
Officials at the White House are saying they were preparing for this.
We knew that it was just a matter of time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told reporters that Americans should continue to get their vaccinations.
And all the other things we've been talking about getting your children vaccinated, masking in indoor congregate settings.
According to Fauci, the first case which was a mild breakthrough infection in a person who was in South Africa last month, is so far giving up very little data. The CDC is now saying there are possibly more potential cases of the new variant in several states. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Authorities say the high school gunman that killed four children is facing charges of first-degree murder, terrorism, and other gun-related charges. They say Ethan Crumley is not cooperating with the investigation.
Police say the 15-year-old made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Tim Willis with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office says there was other evidence recovered.
A journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up the school to include murdering students.
The teen charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities have now arrested a man who they believe to be the killer of a young Florida woman almost 40 years ago, a cold case that may now have been solved with new forensic technology. Local TV station WPTV had this report.
38 years after her murder in Delray Beach, police have arrested a man in the killing of Carla Lowe. Police say Lowe was waiting for an Amtrak train near downtown Delray Beach when she was beaten and run over by her killer. Yesterday, police were in Jacksonville, and they said they arrested 59-year-old Ralph Williams. Detectives say they got the needed evidence in the case through modern enhanced fingerprint technology. Carla Lowe was just 21 years old when she was murdered. Today, her sister called her a beautiful and generous person and called the arrest surreal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
I have high cholesterol. And okay. It's pretty much genetic, but yet nobody in my family has ever died of heart disease. You know, they live into their 90s, and I don't know anyone in my family has died of any sort of heart disease. Sure. And I'm thin, you know, 6'4", but I weigh about 190. Right. You know, I eat healthy vegetables. You know, I do chug the fish oil, you know, the liquid fish oil, and I do the digestive enzymes, all the stuff you say before I even heard of you.
Okay.
So here's my issue. I'm not worried about dying of heart disease. I'm worried about, you know, the big C and other things. But anyway, I've got like a life insurance blood test in a week. Mm-hmm. Is there any supplement I can take to knock that down to get a better status? Anything more I can do to reduce it from lifestyle. I think it's purely genetic.
What is the total number? Typically?
It's 220.
That's not bad.
Is that not bad? I've been told that was high.
Well, tell me the split. What's the HDL and the LDL? LDL's a bad one.
It's bad. That is bad. I know that, but I don't remember what that number was.
I mean, when I say it's not bad, it's not 350, okay? I mean, any physician is going to tell you to get it under 200. So just let me tell you that. That's standard. That's going to be your standard answer from pretty much any physician, all right?
Okay.
But
well,
one,
it was bad enough that the doctor had me do that test where they put the dye in your blood and they do the scan, the lithograph.
Really? Oh, yeah. No, they did?
Huh. Yeah. So.
Okay. And what is your age? Again, what is?
At the time I had that done, I was about probably 42. Now I'm 49.
Okay, gotcha. Well, here's the deal. If you are going to have your life insurance test and blood test for that done in like 7 days, nothing's going to change that in 7 days. Like, it would need to be one of those things where if you're going to have that done, and I don't want to tell you what to do, but, I mean, you may want to wait a little while. Can you wait? Or I know you want to get that done.
Yeah, I can probably wait, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you. What I would do, if you're more concerned about that and how that whole thing goes, I mean, don't do it. I guess what I'm telling you is don't do this just for the insurance. I know where you're going with that because I get it. But don't do it for the insurance. Do it for your health.
Okay.
And I would get it monitored. Like for example, I know you don't know. When's the last time you had your blood test done?
Probably 5-6 years ago when I had that test done.
Okay. All right. Good. So here's the game plan. Here's the game plan. First of all, always remember this rule from now on. You're 49. Okay. Blood work changes every 90 to 120 days. You can make some pretty radical changes in your blood in 3 to 4 months. Okay. I mean, pretty radical. So it's always good to have your blood work done on a regular basis every 6 months. So you'll just go to your doctor every 6 months on your own. Ask them, hey, can I come every 6 months and get my blood work done? They might say to you, oh, it's no big deal. You can come once a year. But you can always take the stand to go every 6 months. And I think it's good. That's just my own thought. Okay? That's what I do for myself, my family. The other thing is, with your cholesterol being at 220, and you want to get it down, like let's say for the I would want to get it down a little bit just for your own health. Let's say you want to get it down to 200, 199, whatever. You want the split. Here's the split. The HDLs are the good ones. All right. Those need to be around 50 or above. And the LDLs are the bad guys. They need to be below 100 for good health. Okay. But having a total number between 190 and 220 is really not that big of a deal. Now, it would be if your HDLs were like 20 and your LDLs were like 170. I mean, that would not be good. Okay. And that may have been the way it was. But it's good to go find out what it is and then go. But right now, I'd go check that and talk to your doctor about it and get the blood test done, see what the numbers are, and then get on a good game plan. And that might involve medicine. It might involve something as real minimal like Crestor 10 milligrams. But that's something your doctor can work with you on. And I'm telling you that because there, you know, all the different statin drugs, people say, well, they're terrible for you and they've got terrible side effects and all that. Well, don't be scared of them because they were designed to support cholesterol levels if they're running a little bit too high. So if your doctor suggests it, don't worry about it. I will tell you that Crestor is one of them. They're all pretty decent, but Crestor is one of them that what I've been taught that has the least amount of some of the painful joints and aches, achy side effects that some of the statin drugs can cause, and not everybody gets those. But that might be something you want to look into when you talk to your doctor. But I would get a blood test done and check that out and see where the numbers are. Then come up with a game plan, right? Don't base it on what the numbers were 5 years ago because your blood's changed every 120 days nonstop since then. So that's why it's good to kind of get a gauge of where you are now. Now, let me tell you this. Here's some good natural things that you can look into, all right? Eggs have been known to be really good. I think they're one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have, all right? And the egg yolk contains a couple of components in it, choline and lecithin. And one's a fat emulsifier. One is more of a transporter and helps with the plaque arterial walls. And that goes against a lot of the research back in the 50s about cholesterol. But nevertheless, eggs are really healthy for you. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean eat 10 of them a day, but, you know, 2 or 3 a day, there's nothing wrong with that. It's going to help your body. So it's got good healthy fats. Egg yolk is really great. They have those omega-3 eggs now that are out. The organic ones are fantastic. Now, the other thing, too, is red-yeast rice has really good research on it for helping support liver function and for cholesterol levels. And, you know, it's not so much what you take for cholesterol. It just helps support the body. Vitamin E's got really good research, too, on it. I'll tell you, a lot of the medical textbooks talk about vitamin E. It's great. I was taking a course one time, and the medical doctor that was teaching it, he said that you know, it was funny because in the old textbooks, they talked about vitamin A years ago. And there's a little place in the arteries that's, they call it the Clathrin pit. And the Clathrin pit is this little divot that will form. Think about it almost like a divot on the golf course. It'll form inside the artery. And when that divot forms, the little plaque pieces that can float through the blood will stick it down in that divot and start accumulating. And that's where this little plaque can form. Well, they found that when you take vitamin E creates a slick surface over these Clathrin pits. And when the plaque tries to come in and engage itself and lodge itself in there, it'll just kind of bounce off. It'll just kind of come in, try to lodge, but it can't. It's almost like it's got oil over it, and it's just real slick, and it just keeps on going. So those are some things that even with research in a lot of the literature that can be helpful along with that. Of course, don't take vitamin E if you're taking blood thinners or Coumadin or warfarin or anything like that. And you have to be careful. You don't really want to take red yeast rice if you're taking statin drugs. So, see, your doctor has to work with you with all that. And I just want to give you some good options and something to think about. Don't forget, exercise is important. Exercise has been proven to raise the HDLs, the good ones, and lower the LDLs. So it's little things like that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about some really good lifestyle options that you could look at. So that might be something, you know, to look into or just, you know, get with your doc and talk with them. But no matter what, I would get that blood work done and then coming up with a game plan and then following up with them in 3 months, which is what they're going to suggest to you. It's more about getting your health intact, and that's what you want to focus on. So get the information done, get with your doc, and keep me posted. If I need any help, just email me or call me here on the show. That's what we're here for. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. And if you're not into the social media world, Twitter and Facebook, you need to jump on board with us. Email came in, Will in Birmingham. He said, I'm 40, and over the last year or so, things have gotten very stressful in my life. I've started losing much of my hair, and I was wondering, can stress cause hair loss? Well, I've got news for you. Stress can cause hair loss, absolutely. And what happens is cortisol gets elevated. Cortisol is a stress hormone in the body, and when cortisol gets elevated, it can wreak havoc in many areas of the body. It's normal for cortisol to be up at certain areas, like in the morning when you first wake up, but it tapers down as time goes on throughout the day. Now, as stress comes on you and you have stress on a regular basis, then without a doubt, cortisol can be up throughout the day, and that could cause issues. It can also cause increases in men of what's called DHT. DHT is dihydrotestosterone. It's a component of testosterone, which is our male hormone, our main primary male hormone. And that byproduct can do a couple things. It can cause issues with the prostate. It can also cause issues with losing your hair. And that can be an issue as well. They found that nettle root is a good natural supplement that can sometimes help with those sorts of things and help stabilize stress levels within the body. And phosphatidylserine can be helpful for stabilizing stress levels and just kind of keeping your body healthy and being able to keep a strong immune system and all that. So those are some things you can look into that might be helpful. Now, your medical doctor, if you go talk to your physician, they may, you know, there's options out there. So just want you to know on more of the medicine side of things, there are things like Propecia and Proscar. Proscar is more, it was made for the prostate, but it also contains similar mechanisms for hair loss. They block DHT, and they can be helpful in that. So there are some medicines out there that can be helpful for that kind of hair loss. But you have to look at the root cause of what that is. So you can get with your doc and talk to them on that. But I really think that if you're under a lot of stress and you're, you know, around 40, welcome to it, buddy. You're not 20 anymore. But there's some good things. Just manage the stress levels, exercise, all these sorts of things can be helpful. But there's a lot of natural things out there that can help, too. The nettle root's great. Keeping your fatty acids up, maintaining that you keep your estrogen levels low. A lot of times higher estrogen levels can cause that, too. In men, we're seeing that more after 40. and a lot of it's due to diet. But remember, better healthy fats in your diet keep testosterone levels at a good level and estrogen levels low. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
From Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Love that. Good stuff. Location of body fat may predict arterial stiffness. New study came out that says that different patterns of fat distribution in black and white women may predict increased arterial stiffness, now, which is associated with cardiovascular disease. Stiff arteries force the heart to work harder and also to pump blood. Associated with the buildup of plaque in the arteries, which is atherosclerosis, and can block blood flow and lead to heart attack. In the study, Dr. Danny Epen of Emory University in Atlanta and colleagues used skin calipers to measure fat in several sites on bodies of 102 African-American and 228 white middle-aged women. Fat was measured in the upper chest, the armpit, the triceps, and the shoulder blade, the abdomen, and above the hip bone and thigh. That's pretty normal. And the women were also assessed for arterial stiffness. Compared to the white women, or the Caucasian women, the African-American women had more arterial stiffness and more fat in the armpit, triceps, shoulder blade, and hip bone areas, the investigators found. Now, after adjusting for those factors, they could be related to arterial stiffness. The researchers concluded that fat in the armpit area predicts increased arterial stiffness in black women, while fat in the abdomen and the triceps area was a predictor in the Caucasian women. So the study was to be presented to the American Heart Association's Atherosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology meeting, that's a tongue twister, in Chicago. Because the study was presented at a medical meeting, the data and conclusions should be viewed as preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. Interesting. So the location of body fat may be one of our predictors how we can find how stiff or pliable the arteries are, and that losing body fat and getting in shape and getting the body in a healthier state might be one of the clues and one of the ways we can early on get people into a healthier way. So with the cardiovascular disease, as strong as it is right now, this is some great information to take people to the next level with their health. Love all this new stuff coming out. Luann, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hi. Yes, I'm actually calling, hoping maybe you can give me some information to help my husband. He's 49 years old, and he has fibromyalgia. And right now he's having a lot of bad sciatica pain also. And I was just wondering if you could recommend some natural remedies maybe as far as for the fibromyalgia.
Okay. When did it start? Talk to me.
Oh, let's see. It's, you know, been within the last 10 years probably. Off and on, it seems like it kind of comes and goes. I've heard different traumatic things can make it worse, you know, and it's not this way all the time.
Right.
I'm here recently. He's been bad, and then his sciatica pain's kind of the same way. He's had some lower back issues, and you know, been had X-rays done and different things, and he has a bulging disc, and which might be part of his problem for the sciatica. You know.
Yeah, that's always a big challenge. Where is the bulging disc? Do you know?
That I do not. As
okay.
far as specifics, I don't know which. You know, it's down there pretty low, but I don't know exactly which ones it is.
Okay.
But he, you know, he does a lot of stretches for the every morning. He spends time doing stretches and has even worn some special shoes as far as that. They kind of look like they have a rounded heel, kind of make you your posture stand a little different, carry your weight different. And
sure.
he thought at times those have helped. And but then the sciatica flared up, and so has the fibromyalgia. It's been worse here recently.
Who has he been to see?
You know,
what doctors has he seen, specialists?
He has, as far as for his back, and he's had a couple shoulder surgeries and things, so he's talked to an orthopedic surgeon, you know, about his back, and they've done
right.
x-rays and different things. There's just nothing wrong enough, you know, bad enough to make them want to do surgery or anything. That's the last resort. And as far as the fibromyalgia, just regular medical doctor, and they did put him on a medication. Oh, it's probably been a year or two ago. It's something new that came out. I've seen it advertised on TV. I just don't remember the name of it. And she told him, she said, go on it. You'll know within a week if it's going to help you. Well, it didn't. And I'm a little bit anti-medication.
Yeah,
maybe
I understand.
Too. I hated to see him get on something, you know, for the pain if there was something else we could do.
Well, there's a lot he can do. This has been going on for 10 years. Has he had a lot of stress over the last 10 years, like with work or life or whatever?
Well, he is typically a worrier.
Okay.
you know,
this is a lot.
We own our own business, so that in itself is a little bit stressful. But as far as, you know, not terribly bad, but he does tend to be a worrier himself, and I hate to sound like maybe brings it on himself a little bit.
Like almost.
As far
almost
as what I don't look as stressed, he does, you know. And things, just that more that type of a person, you know, that it's not stressing me out, but it's causing him problems, you know.
It's causing him all kinds of stress. Yeah. Well, I think a couple things. Well, if he's dealing with fibromyalgia, he's got a bulging disc, there's a couple things. First, obviously, encourage him to let things go, maybe to lighten up a little bit in life. And that's easier said than done. I realize that. But if you want to give him a game plan, first and foremost, cutting out foods in his body that would create inflammation with fibromyalgia. Now, fibromyalgia has a very strong mental link. So just know that. So the worry and all that is probably causing a lot of the issues. But getting an anti-inflammatory diet, such as the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, that can be a real encouragement to him. And also, I would encourage him to go either see a DO, which is an osteopathic physician, or a DC, which is a chiropractic physician. Here's why. Both of those physicians are very good with structural-based care. And the spine is part of the structural part of the body. They have some great, and physical therapy can help too, but I would go see one of those physicians probably first. See how the consultation goes and all of that, and see what kind of treatment they can offer. See what kind of things can be helpful to him in that regard. But just, if you're looking for more natural things, changing his diet, cutting out cow's milk, dairy for the casein protein, and also watching gluten, which is in all the grains, those are the top two inflammatory foods that we eat on a regular basis that might be causing him some issue. So look into that and keep us posted. You're listening to the best.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.